Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight, second show without a sound problem. Perhaps the letter I've sent to Odyssey has changed stuff on the sound question, because I don't have to restart and reset the stream anymore. So let's hope that this continues. Now, as far as the buffering problem, we'll see if they get it fixed. We had four periods of buffering last night. Endurable, if I understand correctly, but still, people don't like watching a show that buffers, and so hopefully this gets solved too. I've lowered my bitrate even more. Now, at this point, Papa JF refuses to be lowering the bitrate more than this. I'm at 1,300. That is very low quality streaming. I refuse for my face to be pixelated on the internet any more than this. This is the lowest quality I'll ever go to, just to test if we get these periods of buffering tonight. Pineapple Platypotamus says, how do I plant a garden for harvest in the spring and planting in the fall, JF? Well, I'm not an expert of this because I only have one planting opportunity here, and it's in June, so there's no such thing as spring harvest. So you're gonna have to look at other sources, but in general the idea is you have to know your crops, and you will know that certain crops are delivering within a month, within 2 months, and you have to plant them in the spring. Some of the things that make very well with these two planting seasons are herbs and lettuces. And in fact, herbs and lettuces are stuff that you should consider more in the form of a continuous planting model, where sometimes if you want a salad, you go get some lettuce in the garden. It's not a thing that you need to grow anyway to their full growth. It's going to produce leaves, and if you're satisfied with the leaves that you have, then it's time to harvest. So see it as a continuous thing, not necessarily just two planting seasons, but just continuously adding to your garden until you know that that it's too close to the fall, and then that you won't have time to grow them. But yeah, it's crop by crop. You have to know how many months do they take to deliver, and that will depend on so many things. I would say you're going to get it from experience. Lappytop says, stream is fine so far, good enough quality in my opinion. Yeah, well, in the end, people don't want to see a high quality face of mine, but you know, there's a limit. I don't want to be associated with VHS looking crap, so it's a matter of reputation at some point, a matter of self-respect. Justin Maxwell has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. A sentence of 240 months is sufficient and no graver than necessary. The sentence is less than the 30 to 50 years prosecutors asked for, but more than the 6-year sentence the defense thought was appropriate. Well, I think it's a decent punishment. You know, sex trafficking, basically, that's what she's done. I'm heartbroken for Ghislain Maxwell, because I think that in her crazy criminal enterprise, there must be something good inside of her. She must be misguided somehow. She was pushed into this role, probably as a big, like, money grabber. It's probably her female money grabbing and, you know, just gold digging whore aspect of her brain that just led her to admire Jeff Epstein and to be at his feet and to do all this. So I think 20 years is fine. You know, you've been leading to the suffering of young girls. That being said, these young girls wouldn't have suffered if it wasn't that they didn't have parents. Because if you're a parent and you are somehow letting your girl, your 17-year-old, 16-year-old, 15-year-old girl fly on planes with jet setters, you are insane. You are insane. Fractal Man says, James Fields got like 1,000 years, but this monster gets 20. We know she won't serve it. Well, I don't think that precisely because of the special circumstances of her crimes, you know, it's not like she tortured physically children. She is part of a system where there was a lot of parental overlook, as far as I'm concerned. To me, the parents of the children should be in jail for for parental negligence, that's for sure. Jeff Epstein maybe deserves to be in jail, but I understand her accessory role in all this. Now you'll have people saying she was the madame, she was the one doing it all, but she was doing it all under a society that first was letting her do it. That to me there's much more shared responsibility here than Ghislaine Maxwell. In many ways, she is a scapegoat for a much wider array of extremely dark interest and poor parental behavior. So I would feel bad if she paid more than 20 years the price, because then I would feel that some of these years should be taken away from her and given to a lot of other responsible people who won't ever find themselves in front of courts. Fractalman says, yes, they preyed on young girls who had no parents or degenerate parents. Exactly. And that's what needs fixing. Because Jeff Epstein being gone, Ghislaine Maxwell being gone, as long as you have this roving generation of young women who are lost, who their parents don't care, and as long as you don't have a society that focuses on the importance of parents, there's going to be someone else showing up and exploiting what was exploited by Jeff Epstein. Silver P Spider says she went to jail, but all the rich and famous people won't. Yeah, there's also the beneficiaries of this whole system that somehow haven't been caught. I'm trying to continue the show, but I'm switching to the next news item, and it's Hunter Biden naked with a girl, and oh no, and there's crack on his desk. I wish I could show you the picture for the whole sexual context of it, and for the drug that is evidently in front, maybe cocaine on the desk of Hunter Biden, but I would also have to show you Hunter Biden naked. So I won't show you this picture, but it's at a Zero Hedge article called "Joe Biden Covered Hunter's Russia-Linked Hooker Tab. Leaked Audio Proves Joe Spoke of Dealings." We now have a leaked audio, which was a voicemail left by Joe Biden to Hunter Biden, precisely talking about the dealings, and of course covering for prostitutes, in the sense that a wire payment was sent, which ended up covering the price of prostitutes, Russian prostitutes, believe it or not. You know, in a context where Joe Biden was presented as the alternative to Trump, and invented stories made it into the media that Trump was having dirty dealings with Putin and Russian hookers, and yet Joe Biden was one bank account away from a Russian hooker. It was Joe Biden pays Hunter Biden pays the hooker. Simple as. Tillman says, JF, can I tell you when the stream is buffering? I don't want to be annoying. Yes, absolutely. Tell me tonight, because we're in a testing mood here. It's not the regular show in the sense that we're trying to resolve this Odyssey streaming buffering problem. And I want to know how many people it's buffering for. So right now I'm trying at the lowest bitrate I've ever tried, 1,300. So whenever someone says buffering on the chat, say it when it's buffering. And then the other people, I also want to know, is everyone buffering? So if you see some people say buffering and you're not buffering, I want to hear it from you. So you just write not buffering. This will give us a good idea of the problem so we can track it and eventually solve it. Senate Sergeant at Arms. who was in charge of Capitol security on January 6th, dies suddenly hours before hearing. Oh my God, this is such a coincidence that will that can only evoke some thinking around the possibilities. Has he been just attacked? Has he been physically killed with a gun or by strangulation? Or is it something more subtle, like like a heat-directed weapon, you know, microwave-directed weapon, that kind of stuff? Or is it just the random fact that he was about to go to the hearing, so maybe he was a little more nervous, so more likely to get a heart attack? But it's like hours before this guy was about to come, and in fact, he was one of the guys who had in the past claimed that we should investigate how many federal agents were among the crowd and were participating to the mayhem on January 6th. That is certainly not a guy that the Democrats were happy to interrogate. He would probably have broken their discourse. Surya says, the video is freezing. Is it freezing for anyone else? Because I'm also trying variable bitrate without knowing for sure if it's going to work for everyone or if Odyssey is prepared for that kind of encoding. Variable bitrate leaves the chance to be higher bitrate at times, and then when I'm not moving much like this, we can be lower bitrate. Like if I move like this, then a little higher bitrate. All right, it seems that Sharia is the only one with this problem, so it looks like a local issue. We're going to figure it out. So yes, I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances that you die just before going to humiliate the Democrats in their own in their own hearing? You know, there's the Hillary Clinton body count. Perhaps this guy should be included in the count. I don't know, though. I'm not reporting this as fact. I just don't know. But there's so little information about why he died. What is the autopsy revealing? I'd like to know. Turkey agrees to back Finland and Sweden NATO bid. US claims it offered no concession. So that I knew that it was a posture and that Turkey was just saying, oh, I don't want them in NATO. And I knew that they would change their mind because I don't think they have interest against this happening. So I guess that they were trying to develop some leverage, trying to get the US to give them something. And now the public position of the US is that it offered no concession, but who knows what happened behind the scene. Maybe there was a back of the scene promise made to Turkey. Maybe there was something they wanted from the US and they got it. In any case, this whole posturing is over. Turkey is now backing the welcoming Finland and Sweden inside NATO. Which is kind of bizarre that Turkey had to be blocking that way. As far as I'm concerned, in my feeling of Europeanness, Finland and Sweden are much more part of the European and American empire than Turkey is. That's just my view, my feeling. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform if you'd like to support the show, and tonight is Ask Me Anything, so feel free to send any information, any question in, any request in. As an alternative to Odyssey, if you don't like it, you can use Entropy. The Entropy link is in the description below. Let me tell you guys, I have evidence in my friends and family that the real estate market is hot, hot, hot right now. I think we're at a peak and it's going to crash eventually. But I'm seeing people sell with massive profits things that they've bought from 3, 4, 5 years ago. If you bought real estate 3, 4, 5 years ago, and maybe you don't need it, maybe it was your second residence, or maybe it was not your residence at all, right now is a good time to sell. It's incredible how much people are willing to pay. Where the heck do they get all this money? I have friends who have bought, these little condos and houses, little habitations. They bought it 200,000, 300,000, back 3, 4 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, that is a high price you're paying. And no, it wasn't a high price. They're selling it these days 400,000, 500,000, insane amounts of profits. I mean, it's years of salary for them. Somehow, the real estate market was such that if you happen to have bought 3 or 4 years ago, you have a window of opportunity to profit a lot from selling. Now it's going to get harder because eventually the potential buyers will settle in and there's going to be no more. But if you are serious, if you are ready to sell quick, it's a nice time to sell because we're at a peak of a market and I think we may already be past the peak or very close to past the peak, but it's insane. I cannot believe that people buy houses that high. I'm a specialist of buying totally ruined houses in which no one would want to live, that are at risk of falling, and then I rebuild and I do what I have to do for the house to stay up. So I'm not the guy to pay $500,000 for a house. Fractal Man says the interest rate rise equates to something like a 50% increase in mortgage payment. So I can't see this system as being sustainable. You know what I'm suspecting? Basically, the buyers of right now, they're getting sucked in by a new hit that the banks are doing to the economy, which is give you a mortgage that's basically impossible to pay, and then eventually seize the house at some point when it so happens that you can't pay. It's a sick system, but I think it's what's happening because, I see these people with regular jobs at 50, 60,000 a year, and they're taking these huge mortgage payments that are just unrealistic. So I think the banks have just decided this will be our way to acquire the real estate market. We're just gonna give mortgage loans to everyone, even those we know that can't afford it, and eventually we're gonna take back the houses. Fractal Man says, yep, I think that's what's happening. Spud Ruckus says, it sucks. I'm in Idaho. And we are not going to pay 400K for a 250K house 3 years ago. Yeah, I think if you're on the buying side, it's just too bad for you. Don't buy. Don't buy right now. Let it cool down. I mean, I may be counseling you in a bad way because it may get higher and higher, and the government could come in and make more inflation, and eventually we would never get back to these prices. But if so, let it happen. But I'm not paying $500,000 for a little house. $500,000 to me should be a luxury house. There's no way I'm paying what they for these crappy houses that are currently going at 500K. You're totally right. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey JF, I've been watching The Unexplained on Netflix. The first episode is about the suicide forest in Japan and mentions psychophysics as an explanation. Their guest scientists suspect that the ash from a volcanic eruption may be affecting the brains of people who are on the edge." Thoughts? Oh my God, that's an interesting theory. Tillman says buffering. Let me know if other people are buffering. If it's not buffering for you, type not buffering. Interesting hypothesis, but I don't think it works. I don't think people get into this forest experience the local effect and decide to commit suicide following this local effect. I think people head to this forest with the intent of committing suicide. So see, this was a false alarm because for most people it wasn't buffering, and Tillman says good now, so it was less than 30 seconds of buffering and for a single viewer. Very interesting. I want to detect that kind of stuff, so that's why I'm asking people. And now, because of the spam detection algorithm of Odyssey, if you've typed not buffering now, and we redo that 10 minutes in the future, they will not let you type not buffering again. They will say you are spamming, sir. So I don't think it's a valid explanation. These Netflix documentary specials, I used to binge watch them. You know, all the weird stuff, Unexplained. I mean, the series called Unexplained. I didn't have this back in my days, I think. But I was looking at similar stuff. And it's not very convincing. It's not very serious. Erica Baker says buff. Okay. So we have a second person affected by the buffering. Pentagon moves to rest rare earth control from China. The battle for control of the global rare earths supply chain is heating up, with the US Department of Defense investing in a new processing plant in a bid to challenge China's chokehold over the critical minerals. The Pentagon has agreed to fund the entire $120 million cost of a heavy rare earths separation facility to be built in Texas by Australia's Lynas Rare Earths, advancing a program launched in 2020. Those are 17 elements with unique properties used in virtually every piece of modern technology. So we're talking about some of these elements are so solid, there are certain pieces of plane that can only be made in this element. Some of these elements are absolutely necessary to make a touch screen, like an iPhone or Android phone. So that kind of reason explains why they are rare elements, 17 of them, and the US is starting to be scared that China controls too much of them. Because at the end, you could reduce the cost of producing an iPhone to $1 for all components. But if you needed to buy that one component that does the touch screen, and China decides that it's worth $300 per phone, they can. That's a big problem. Silver, but I don't think it's the role of the Pentagon either to be doing this. How is the national security funding basically a private enterprise type of pursuit? Silver Spider says, Jeff, is psychophysics even a real thing, or is it a pseudoscience? Well, there's a problem whenever we talk about this, and they talk about the somatic something, psychosomatic. So the whole idea that, oh, you're something happening in your physiology and your physique, in your body, basically, influences the mind. And then the way the mind is, say, anxious or nervous about something influences the body in turn. That is absolutely certain. It's true. So it's not a pseudoscience. The big problem is whenever someone brings that up, it's in a pseudoscientific manner. The fact that the body impacts the mind and the mind impacts the body is just a fact of the world. It's a fact of our existence. Now, when you take this and you're like, oh, we have found the explanation, a volcanic eruption taking people on edge toward the brink of suicide, that's where you're missing a lot of the mechanism that would be needed. Danny Fandom says, hello, Hal. I just wanted to say thank you, JF, for all the content and information and insights you provide us. Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I hope to... Now there are lots of things that will give me more time in my life. So very soon I am able to restart the writing of The Moral Signal. And I'll be rushing it. I want this book out. I absolutely want it out. But I want it out with quality. So I have to spend the time. But thankfully, the stars have aligned for this summer, where I will have a lot of time I'll be able to dedicate to this project. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls for Supreme Court justices to be impeached. Political pressure is mounting on Joe Biden to take more action to protect abortion rights. Across the U.S., as firebrand New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called for Supreme Court justices to be impeached for misleading statements about their views on Roe v. Wade. They haven't done misleading statements. I remember their testimony. They were saying Roe v. Wade is precedent. That is a fact. It is true. And they were saying, I cannot indicate to you in this testimony what I will decide in future decisions. So they haven't promised you anything. They were extremely clear that they will not comment on future decisions of theirs. So there you go. Thomas Howard says, just got here. Sure has been a while. As JF already covered the news of the day, now that Elon Musk has moved Tesla to Texas, and in view of the new SCOTUS ruling, he will pay his employees travel costs in order to obtain abortions. Still an icon to JF. Well, Thomas Howard, are you sure you're here with us? It looks like you came from a time-traveling machine from 2 weeks in the past. First, Elon Musk is not an icon to me. He's a man who may play a role in freeing Twitter. And I'm cheering for this. I'm cheering for Elon Musk to be making Twitter back when it was in 2010, which was an outlet of free speech on the internet. So that's not making Elon Musk an icon. That's not me claiming everything that Elon Musk will ever do will always be moral. So I don't, you know, you always come with these annoying little critique. It's like you are accusing me of the moral of the moral inconsistencies of Elon Musk. You're telling me I should feel guilty about cheering about the good things that Elon Musk could do just because he's done some other bad things. That's ridiculous. And so, Thomas Howard, your attitude on this show has always been less than charitable. That's your problem. You fail at charity with me. You fail at at being charitable toward how you interpret what I say and how you process my positions. So that's it. You are annoying, truly. Oil tanker halted by U.S. authorities in transit from Russia to New Orleans. U.S. authorities have stopped a tanker that was transporting oil and other fuel products from a Russian port to New Orleans, the Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday, citing American officials privy to the ongoing customs investigation of the vessel. So that's America blocking Russia transits in general. Thomas Howard says, not critiques, just good-natured banter. Sometimes text is not the best medium. Fractalman says, yes, the ball busting doesn't translate well. I have run into issues with that too. Yeah, we have to be careful on the internet, especially in an autistic show like this. I will not interpret your sentences with the lighthearted, perhaps, approach that I would have if you were to say these things beside a beer while chilling, while being fun. I don't have insight into your emotions, so if you lay out something that is a critique of me, I will respond to it as a critique. I'm reading your stuff as if it was written in an editorial of a newspaper. Satan responds to Roe v. Wade overturn. That was a very funny video by the Babylon Bee. Well, very funny. I mean, it's kind of awkward humor, kind of second grade humor, but funny enough. And on the current state of the internet, that's just funny enough to enjoy.
As you all know, the team and I suffered a big defeat this week with the overturn of Roe v. Wade. We went out there, we gave it our all, with fantastic offensive game, but ultimately the good guys and Justice Roberts came in clutch.
It's funny to think, to put this imagined reality into video, the idea that Satan has lost the combat for abortion. Quite funny, very interesting to listen to. Historic Catholic Church burned to the ground in latest arson attack. West Virginia State Police have launched a criminal investigation into a suspected arson attack over the weekend that allegedly targeted a historic church. The Beaver Volunteer Fire Department was alerted to the fire. Upon arrival, we found the structure was already burned to the ground and smoldering. At this time, the fire is considered suspicious in nature and is being investigated as arson. I think we're going to see a lot of single actors, individuals going for churches, being pissed at somehow the Christians for what they experience in terms of losing the right to kill babies. That's what we're going to see. Hopefully, these people get caught and they end up in jail where they belong. Thomas O'Ward says, my feelings are unhurt at the reproach by JF about my typically insightful and perceptive comments being characterized as annoying. I get the difficulty in translating intent. Well, you have to say, I don't think your comment was perceptive and insightful. To start with the false premise that Elon Musk is my idol and that anything that he does then kind of shadows over me and gets translated to me in a guilt of in a guilt by association type of way, that is not insightful. That is truly an intellectual error. And that's why I'm reproaching to you. It's because I want you to improve. But if I say I'm happy that Elon Musk is buying Twitter because it gives a chance that Twitter might be free speech welcoming, that's what it means. It doesn't mean I adore Elon Musk. It doesn't mean whatever Elon Musk does in the future will negatively reflect on my own reputation. No, it's none of this. Nang Yodo says, in the early days, I remember my friends and I would put a number 1 to 10 as punctuation for how sarcastic we were. 0. It was simple enough. Silver Spider says, did you watch the Jordan Peterson cartoon that I sent you a while ago?
Flash kids!
Well, okay, Jordan Peterson with the lobster. No, I haven't watched it, sorry.
Beard.
No, Jordan Peterson, there is hope! John Hick.
Okay, some jokes around the lobster comments of Jordan Peterson. Okay. I'll watch it. Like, I'm seeing the millennials just play out in front of me and the invention of artificial life, the maintenance of my body in a cryogenic spaceship traveling at speed of light toward some other universe. I'm seeing thousands of years of survival, the uploading of my mind to a computer system. And then, as I spend billions of years in that computer system, a mind trapped in a virtual world, I start binge-watching all the Netflix, all the Hollywood movies ever produced. And then, once I've watched them all, I might watch the Lobster Peterson cartoon. Economic window. So we have a buffering problem. Four people have reported buffering. And let me know, are there some people who don't experience buffering right now? Nicholas Petris says, I only had two short buffers, but it's fine now. Thomas Howard says, obviously, I don't think JF agrees down the line 100% of the time with anyone. But I doubt at this point a takeover of Twitter by Musk will be such a great thing. Criticizing his policies to encourage abortions will probably get me banned again. Well, no. Then if that's your comment, if you believe that Elon Musk is unfit as a CEO of Twitter, then that's your comment. Your comment isn't about abortions. Your comment is, you have a doubt that what I think could happen will happen. Then let's have this discussion. But it has nothing to do with the abortion position of Elon Musk. Nor is the abortion position of Elon Musk, which is that he will pay for his employees to get abortions. That has nothing to do with his own position on free speech. I don't think Elon Musk would oppose to you saying on Twitter that you don't like abortions or that he should be even prosecuted for his abortion position and his abortion payments. Economic winter has arrived. The average card-carrying Austrian would say that the Federal Reserve is creating money by the bale, with evidence being consumer price index prints of 8.6% per the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or over 15% per John Williams shadow stats. 15% inflation. And in the real estate, it's more than this. In the real estate domain, it is much more than this. We have we have increases of price of basically 50 to 100% since the last 3-4 years. Absolutely insane. People are getting squeezed out of existence. Dino Legovic says, how many employees does he impregnate? Ah, perhaps that's a hidden reason for Elon Musk's policy of abortion. It's that he impregnates too many employees. It would be unsustainable. It's all his babies that he's aborting. Nengi Yodo says, JF, in college we had a presentation in ecology about gray and brown squirrels. The point it made was that these were members of the same species, and that populations would trend to the traits of the brown squirrel as the colony was more stable. Any validity to this line of reasoning? Well, I would have to see the argument by which they decided that somehow the brown squirrel was the trait to be converged toward. They have to add a reason for this. If the brown squirrels have no particular reason to dominate the ecology, there's no reason why the species would necessarily converge toward the brown squirrel. You have to give a natural selection-based hypothesis. You have to explain why is it better in a given environment to be a brown squirrel. If you don't have this, then the populations may converge toward the two direction, or it may keep the two groups existing at the same moment. Fatman on Twitter says, this is incredible. A centralized yield service, CoinFlex, gave a $47 million uncollateralized loan to someone who can't pay it right now. To fund other customers' withdrawals, they are now turning his debt into a token and selling it to people, offering 20% APY on it. Oh my god, we have attained the end game of the crypto world and these crap tokens that keep emerging. They have created a token for bad debt. It's like, bro, do you want some of this bad debt? Look at the explanation. RVUSD is a token issued by Liquidity Technologies, CoinFlex, related to an outstanding debt owed by a certain high net worth individual. The individual. The individual is a longtime customer of the CoinFlex platform, and during the recent market volatility, his account went into negative equity. In normal circumstances, we would auto-liquidate a position that runs low on equity at prices that are prior to the zero equity price. In this case, the individual had a non-liquidation recourse account, a condition that means they will not be liquidated in exchange for personally guaranteeing their account equity. Manual margin and blah blah blah. Recovery value USD token issuance term. 1 USDC for 1 RVUSD. Expected issuance period from June to July. Maximum amount being issued 47 million. Eligible investors. Only non-US residents. Sophisticated investors are eligible. Sophisticated investors must have an annual income of at least 200,000 US, have a net worth of $1 million US or more, either individually or together with a spouse, but excluding the value of a primary residence. This is the current state of the crypto world. They were like, oh, this guy is big. This guy is big. Let's accept his unconditional, limitless account, uncollateralized. Because just the signature of this guy somehow was telling them there's no way this guy can crash as a whole. If he commits personally to backing this up with his own wealth, I don't know who it is, maybe a celebrity, maybe someone who has a lot of money, but they'll be surprised because you have a lot of big guys out there who you'll see their Wikipedia net values showing them as very solid, but they have sometimes massive liquidity problem, just like Johnny Depp, you know. They just don't have money. And so they have theoretical value, but when everything crash, everything includes them, and it includes their theoretical value. So to make a special coin representing that depth, hopefully they can really trust that this guy is solid, that this guy is like a multi-millionaire, if not billionaire, because they could be very surprised. New York Mayor Eric Adams shocked to find out just how bad the city is. So the mayor was reportedly shocked to learn how bad the city is, according to exclusive comments he made to the New York Post this week. 3 hours on the subway last week was apparently all it took. He said he was taken aback by the poor deployment of resources. Let me tell you something, when I started looking into this, I was shocked at how bad this place is. Well, that's a nice confession, but what did he think? Like, as the guy who got elected in New York, you would expect him to know about these things. We know about this and we don't go to New York. We can see it from the outside. But that's what happens to a crappy city filled with Democrats and eventually filled with criminals because of their refusal to prosecute criminals. There was this Cassidy Hutchinson January 6 committee hearing testimony, and it got Twitter trending and covered by all the mainstream media. Oh my God, she is giving revelations. And then you look at what is the basis for her revelations about Trump. And then you realize she heard someone say something about what maybe Trump has done. And what he would have done is as follows. He was in a kind of Jeep of the government, and he wanted to go to the January 6th protest. And so I'm not reporting this as fact. I'm telling you what's her claim. So he would have fought against the agents who were telling him, no, you can't go, sir. It's too dangerous. And they were physically stopping him. And he was lashing out at them and saying, let me go, let me go. And even forcibly taking the wheel drive of the Jeep in which he was carried and trying to veer the Jeep toward the January 6th protest. Now, what is the basis for this claim? First, Trump has been on Truth Social denying all this and complaining that this hearing was a circus because she wasn't counter-interrogated. But the basis for this is she heard a girl say that it's what happened, basically. This girl heard someone say that this is what happened. How are we into this still in 2022? After we've listened to 14 different women say that Trump raped them without a single trace of evidence, how are we at the threshold of evidence for the judgment of a public person in America to be, I heard someone say this? Fractal Man says, this was third-hand information. Also, there is no way he could have entered the front based on the way the limo is made. That's one thing that was very doubtful. I mean, immediately, if you tell me this is third-hand information, I already don't believe in you. But on top of it, you're absolutely right. Was Trump on the passenger seat? How does that work? We're talking about government vehicles, like super security type of things. They are modified for security. You're going to make me believe that Trump would have been able to physically wrestle his way to the wheel drive. Extremely doubtful. On top of it, we now have people coming out. Debunked. January 6th committee surprise witness gets caught. U.S. Secret Service sources deny Trump tried to grab the steering wheel, are willing to testify under oath. So apparently, agents who were there at that claimed moment are willing to testify that it didn't happen. They were there in the government vehicle. So we'll see. Will they be welcomed by the Democrats or ignored because their testimony doesn't fit the story of the Democrats? We'll have to see. We'll have to wait. And I will be headed toward the end of the show because it's getting hot in here. I have to find an AC solution to this studio because I'm not going to be able to make it through the summer at this heat level. It's getting super hot, partly due to my amplification audio system, my lights. I need to install an AC in the studio, not just in the house. We need to get rid of... I was thinking of maybe a wall-based ventilator bringing me fresh air from the outside. Dino Legovich says, into the basement, JF. No, I don't have a basement. We have two floors, but they are above the ground. So yes, I was thinking of a wall system, maybe. But yeah, you mean into the basement? The AC would be into the basement, but it would have to evacuate the hot air outside of the basement and then evacuate the cold air inside the house. I don't think that works. I think I'm going to go for one of these standalone AC that connect to a tube, and the tube I'll make a hole in the wall so that it can evacuate the heat. Firestarter says, Jeff, and to cool a room, it's good to have a high ceiling to let the hot air go up. Yeah, I was thinking about various strategies, like if I put an outlet just close to the ceiling of my room, the hot air will exit the could exit with a ventilator the room. Would it be then possible to make a hole in the wall and bringing cold air from the bottom? Would that work, or does that not make sense? I'm con because I know that if I put my hands just outside the window right here, there's cold air. It's exactly what I want. So I don't know that I need a super AC. I probably need some ventilation strategy. That's what I need. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love. If you'd like to support the show, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar. We'll have our private show in 10 to 14 days from now. I haven't scheduled it yet, but we will very soon. Much love. And Tillman says the buffering was not real bad today. Yeah, it seems that we've had good experience, but that's at the low bitrate that I've selected. Do we want to keep doing that? I guess you guys like it. I don't like having my face pixelated, but I know it's not that pixelated, but I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed. Jan sends $100. Thank you so much for holding this show on your shoulders. He says, would you talk to IDs Sleep Furiously on YouTube? I would talk to anyone. But I don't know who that person is. IDs Sleep Furiously. The future of gene editing. We must accelerate gifted students. The Decline of Intelligence with Ed Dutton. So they had Toril Kornfeld to talk about the future of genetic engineering. I don't know, is she pro genetic engineering? Is she against? Toril Kornfeld is a Swedish science journalist, author, and speaker focusing on biology and biotechnology. She is the author of two books. The first, The Re-Origin of Species, discusses the reconstruction of extinct animals using gene modifications. However, in this conversation, we mostly speak about Toril's second book, The Unnatural Selection of Us. We talk about the power of CRISPR, why China is winning the tech race, designer babies, longevity, and the obligatory mention of Jurassic Park. She seems a little warm at the idea of unnatural selection. That annoys me. But yeah, she's not part of the show. She was a guest. So I guess I should go on this show and explain to the host that don't believe the woman with the glasses. Don't be charmed by genetic editing, because here's what's coming if you do. Yeah, that would be awesome, Jan. So I'm going to. I don't know. Are you in contact with this guy? Do you know him? He says you can put them on the right track, hopefully. If you are in contact with this guy, perhaps approach him and tell him that he should invite me. And on my side, I can try writing. I'll check if they have an official address on their YouTube. I'll have to do some research. They have a Twitter account, but I'm not on Twitter. So he has a Substack. Will I be able to write to his Substack? Ah, there it is, a Proton mail address. So I'm going to... Oh, Jan, you are emailing with the host. Well, that is good. So that's perfect. Exchange my email with him. You'll find my email at jfg.world at the bottom of the website. And on my side, I will send him an email tonight, and I'll explain what I have to shill in the revolutionary phenotype, and let's make this happen. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love to all of you, and bye-bye. Thank you.